Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
A coal miner was trapped by an accident deep in the heart of the earth. After the initial shock of realizing what had happened, the man took inventory to see how badly he was hurt. His carbon lantern, the only light he had, was buried under the debris which had covered him. But his hands were free. One leg had been pinned by a large timber. After the initial shock, he knew he was rather badly bruised and frightened. I mean, who wouldn't be frightened? The long minutes dragged by and turned into hours. Then, after what seemed like an eternity, he heard the distant sounds of picks and shovels as rescuers frantically sought to free him. As the rescuers got closer, the miner called out, "Look, I'm not in very bad shape. Dig out the other man first and then get me." "Okay," yelled the rescuers, "but we'll shove a flashlight through the hole and give you something to drink." Then the miner took the light and put its beam on his mangled, bloodied leg caught by the timbers and rocks. Then he cried out, "Help, get me out of here now. I'm in terrible shape." I wondered if the same response does not apply to the person who comes face to face with his true spiritual condition and doesn't like what is seen. For example, consider what Jesus said. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. Now, soft lights make things more attractive, certainly more romantic, but not for seeing things as they really are. Shadows may be great for photography, but not for surgery, which demands that a doctor see very clearly what he's doing. The Bible tells us exactly what our problems are, how badly we have been mangled by the debris of our fallen nature, and how desperately we need help. It describes our problem as sin, a word that we often avoid today. But the Bible doesn't stop there. It gives us a solution that promises help and hope. But then, if we refuse help, we are worse off than we were before we knew our true condition. You see, a doctor who told you how bad your condition is, without offering hope or treatment, would indeed be cruel. But with an accurate diagnosis, there comes hope for treatment. His honesty is not only justified, it is the only solution. The good news is that there is help, forgiveness, and hope that your life can be different. David cried out, "If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared." In a very real sense, the Bible is like a high-intensity light that allows you to see your true condition, to see yourself as you really are, not as you think you are. Naturally, it's upsetting, unless you do something about it. Question: how are you really? I mean, what's your true spiritual condition in light of eternity? In need of real forgiveness? If you stood before a God who knows everything, would you wish you had a few things covered which you don't like? Remember the words of David? There is forgiveness, therefore you were feared. He had been there, you know. Don't forget the miner who saw himself as he really was, for someday you will be in that same situation. All of us need God's help. And that, friend, is a fact.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.